嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
好，那今天的节目啊，我们要说说宅在家，因为为了抗击病毒，这是非常重要的一个环节。
That's right, we gotta stay at home.
对，其实前两集说冠状病毒 coronavirus 的节目就问过 Adam， 说在家啊，隔离这个英文怎么说？ And we've learned that the most natural way, 最口语的还是 stay at home.
That's right, we also talked about a few more official, formal, or serious ways, like quarantine, likeisolation, but we're not going to talk about those today.
Today we are all staying at home. Mm-hmm. 首先很重要的一点，这个动词我们要用 stay 而不是 live.
Right, that's right. Of course you live at home. Everybody lives at their home.
但是 stay at home 这个意思，这个重点是说你不出门，对不对？
Right,
你在家里啊。
Right.
然后这个介词呢，我们要用 at 而不是 in， 对不对？
That's right. Stay at home. It's not stay in home, and it's not stay at the home. It's just stay at home.
对 ，home 这个词比较奇怪啊，它前面基本上不会加的。
It's weird. We really don't need to add anything because a lot of people will also say, stay at my home. We don't even really need to say my there. Like you can say, come to my home.
Yeah.
You are welcome at my home. But if I am talking about my own home and me being at my own home, I don't need to say my. I'm going home. I'm at home.I want to go home.
对 or I'm staying at home.
Right.
诶，其实另外一个可以说的是 I'm staying in.
You can say staying in, and I don't want to make it too complicated. You can also say stay home.
啊，对对，
是
的。
But the point is that we don't need to add any other words.
好，那国务院呢，以及各地的政府吧，都多多少少把这个春节假期延长了啊。
Okay, so they have extended...The New Year break.
Oh, so to extend something means to make it longer.
To make it longer.
好，那当然这个目的就是
to help contain the spread of the virus.
是的，好，那我们学过了 stay at home 这个动词短语以后，既然你宅在家了，那有什么名词，有什么 noun 可以形容这个人呢？
Indoor man?
宅男。
No, we do not say that. However, you can use the word homebody.
Home 就是家 ，body 就是一个人，是吧
？Right. Yeah. So a homebody is a person that likes to stay at home.
所以你可以说 I'm a homebody.
Yes.
Oh. So now we're all homebodies.
Homebodies.
Okay. 那 homebody 指的是一个就是他比较喜欢待在家里的人，是吧
？Yes. Yes. So this is not a person who wants to go, but just maybe has no friends or nobody is inviting them. This person.Wants to be at home. They want to stay indoors.
Oh, indoors 这个词也很好，就是在室内的，对不对？
Right, right. So this word does not only apply to your home. It could also be at school or at other places.
然后也可以把它变成一个形容词。
Right, indoorsy.
哎，那可以讲说 I'm indoorsy 吗？就是我。不喜欢出去，我喜欢。
Right. This usually means you like to do things because this word actually is often used with another word, outdoorsy.
Oh,
and outdoorsy people, of course, like to go for a hike or climb a mountain or go swimming.
喜欢户外运动的是 outdoorsy.
Right. Now, an indoorsy person probably likes to read books.
对，比较安静啊。好，哎，前面你说 homebody 是一个喜欢待在家的人，但我觉得这个词还是比较中性的，没有说很贬义。
Right.
不像其他英语里也有一些词，就是说这个太宅了，好像是吧，有点 antisocial.
Right. Well, okay, that's a good one there. If you're antisocial, you probably do not like to go and socialize or be outside with people. But a good word we can use is hermit.
Oh, I'm a hermit.
Mm-hmm.
一个 hermit 就是喜欢宅在家的人，但是它是比较贬义的。
Right. This one is bad. Well, there is an animal called the hermit crab. So you can think about being inside of a shell and you don't want to leave the shell. But when I think about a hermit, I usually think about an old man. He's kind of by himself in a story. Doesn't...
住在深山老林。
Right, exactly. He's on a mountain or he's in the forest. That is the hermit. Again, usually a guy, but we can use this word for girls.
Well, I would suggest that we stick with homebody.
Okay.
To describe our situation. 接下来我们来说说在家里你可以做什么事情啊。First of all, 现在很多朋友可能在家因为实在待得很久了啊、就是确实是 you know, you get bored and、you just want to get out and just get some fresh air.
Sure, sure.
但是当然 make sure you don't go to crowded places、
right.
and you wear masks, it's super safe.、但是反过来看呢在家也不错 because you can spend some me time.
Yeah, you can get some me time.
Oh, 对 get some me time. Me 就是我、
right.
就是你自己。因为平时我们很忙碌 you know, busy with work, with life, 可能跟自己花的时间独处的时间不那么多哈。
Well, that's what I think is really interesting. I've never heard anyone say spend me time before.、I always think about it as getting me time, like、as if you're almost saving.
对对对。
You spend time with other people.
People,
you spend time at work, but me time is a time for saving, for recharging.
诶，你刚刚用的 recharging 这个词很好。比如我们手机没电了，我们那个要去 charge 它、
right.
是吧 So recharge has the same meaning 要给自己充电
Yes, exactly Actually, we get this question a lot What's the difference between charge and recharge? There really isn't any difference、they both mean charge
但是好像形容一个人你很累你需要给自己充充电的时候我们会用 recharge
We use that, yeah,
对吧
exactly、
另外有一个 re 开头的词也非常好就是当你 you know, when you're getting some me time, you can
reflect.
对 reflect 意思就是自己想一想对不对、
right.
自己可能反思一下、
Now we usually reflect on something, so you can reflect on your day, you can reflect on your time, you can reflect on something.
Reflect on your life.
Reflect on your life. It's very valuable.
是是是。好，那除了 me time 呢？我们现在宅在家，其实也是一个比较好的休息的机会。
Right. So we often use the word downtime.
Right. 这个 down 就是 D O W N 是吧
？Right. Just like down, the opposite of up.
对，所以比如上班啊、上学这些事情 ，you know, you need to get up, go out.
Right.
But you know, if you're just spending or getting some downtime, 这也是休息的意思。
Right. Yep. You are resting. You are recharging.
对，比如平时很忙很累的时候，你可以说 ，Oh, I really need some downtime.
Yes, exactly.
好，那另外还有一个重要的事情呢，是陪家里人。
Okay. Right. So it's nice to get some quality time with the family.
对，其实朋友圈看到很多人说，哎，这段时间确实也是好好陪家里人的一个好机会。
Right, right, right. Now, of course, I have a lot of friends who, of course, they love their family. Of course, they love spending quality time with their family. But after spending so much time with their family, gosh, do they ever love private time?
哎，这个 private 就是私人的嘛，所以这和 me time 很像是吗
？Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, 好，那今天节目的最后，我们就来说说 different kinds of things you can do at home. You know, while being a homebody.
Well, you can eat.
Sleep.
You can sleep.
对，其实网上看到好多 memes 说啊，我现在真的很能体会狗狗的心情，我也很想出去溜一溜。
Yeah, you want to go for a walk?
是是，好，那虽然这段时间疫情很严峻啊，但是就看到大家还有这种，还有保持一种轻松的心态，这也很重要，是吧 ？OK, 那 besides eating and sleeping, 我们有很多开源的用户，我加了朋友圈的，他们现在每天学习打卡。都变得非常的规律，因为在家里，这真确实是一个好时机。
It really is, and actually, I am quite proud of a lot of our users for kind of being smart enough to use this time wisely.
对，我看到我们好几个用户就每天做笔记，然后有写说哦，平时听课学课就听听就算了，然后这段时间呢，正好可以 you know take it slow, take it easy, 好好的学每一课，自己写笔记。
嗯哼。
take notes.
Take some good notes.
How about, you know, after all that studying, you probably just also want to unwind.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this ties back to me time, private time. Life can wind us up so much. Oh, work. Oh, family. Oh, neighbors.
对，就会很 stressful.
It's very stressful. And when you are very stressed, you are very wound up.
Wound up 就是很紧绷的，所以你就需要 unwind.
Unwind.、
让自己放松一点、mm-hmm. 对吗？好，那还有一些朋友啊，在家里虽然空间有限，但是呢也要动一动啊、
yeah.
在有限的这个 limited space 做一些什么瑜伽啦，打乒乓啦、
right.
然后还有人打羽毛球。
Right, so the most basic thing we could say here is just get some exercise.
对、
a lot of people will use the word workout. You can say workout, you can work out at home, of course, but...You know, doing yoga isn't really a workout.
Oh, 对，因为 workout 好像就是比如 Spencer 他要用那些 weights, 对吧、
yeah.
要重量练习啊什么，就比较 hardcore, 比较硬核一点。
Oh, yeah.
好的，其他的 activities, 哎，不知道我们的听众，我们的用户 ,how are you spending this time at home? What are you doing to keep yourself busy, occupied, 就是过一个还是充实的生活啊。哎，充实的英文可以怎么说？
Could we say constructive, using your time constructively, positively?
对对对，我觉得有这个意思啊。So what are some of your tips and ideas? 欢迎大家在留言板块跟我们分享，也彼此互相的交流。好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿。那也希望在这段时间，我们的声音可以陪伴大家。Okay, thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay strong, and we'll see you soon.
Bye, guys.